Login authorized. Welcome.
Welcome to Innova Solutions podcast series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the Innova Solutions podcast series. I'm Lisa O'Leary, and I am here with Anjali Sidhu, VP of Global Head of Talent Acquisition, and John Brayman, Recruiting Director, both from Innova Solutions. Today, we're going to focus on great resignation to great engagement. It is a pleasure having you both here today, and welcome. So I'm really excited to talk about this topic with you both. And Anjali, what does the great resignation mean to you?
A little over a year after the COVID-19 pandemic began, economists and other observers took a note of the rising job quit rate. As measured by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, approximately 4 million Americans quit their jobs in July 2021. Resignations were at the top in April of 2021 and have remained abnormally high for the last several months, with a record breaking of 10.9 million job opens, you know, at the end of the July 2022. The rise in this quit rate has been called the Great Resignation, where individuals have become more willing to leave their current employers for various reasons.
And that's a lot. That's a lot to take in, but it's really good to know these statistics and the information here. And John, how are employees coping with this type of change?
Well, we've experienced, obviously, some of the effects internally as well. You know, we were going through acquisitions, integrations of several businesses as COVID was running rampant in the country, right? So, you know, we've had some people leave, but, you know, we've also attracted some new people through all this moving around that occurred, right? You know, Innova, you know, we think that we are a great place to work and have a lot of different companies that came together under the Innova Solutions umbrella. And, you know, we provide a lot of opportunity for our people, a lot of internal movement is possible, you know, a lot of training, et cetera, that goes on a daily basis for a lot of our staff. So, you know, we try to, you know, maintain our staff as much as possible, you know, but obviously we also have seen some exits.
And that'll happen too, but it's good that we're retaining as many employees as we can through any type of change, and we just learn to acclimate with that. And Anjali, what is the concept from great resignation to great commitment?
From great resignation to great commitment is a philosophical concept that describes a shift in one's perspective, mindset, or behavior from feeling resigned and powerless in the current employment to taking active, purposeful, and enthusiastic action with the same employer. It refers to a transformation from a passive or negative state of mind to a proactive and positive one, where an individual is fully invested in the goal of the company or cause and is committed to working towards it with determination and dedication.
And John, how would you propose that we start this great commitment?
Well, I think there are, you know, several areas where you engage with your employees, right? Like it starts at the very beginning when somebody joins the company. So the onboarding process has to be pleasant. It has to be simple. It has to be transparent. You know, the way you welcome your employees kind of sets the tone for their future, typically, like, you know, how their career, they form a very early opinion, you know, of the company potentially based on that early experience, right? So I think when somebody joins the company, you know, they're all in, right? They're excited about the new opportunity, new job, right? So like that initial process is very important, right? As far as existing employees, you got to continue to provide training, opportunity, transparency, you know, communicate on a regular basis, you know, make sure that employees continue to be engaged and feel like they're part of an organization, are valued, respected, etc. Right. So that continuing to work on the company culture and to kind of like continuing to develop and maintain those bonds is super important. And as Anjali said, I think, you know, like some of the events that we've seen, like, you know, some major layoffs at some really companies we thought were like, you know, the greatest companies in the world. And now we're seeing that they're having some financial difficulty. You know, I think that it's like it created some nervousness in the marketplace for a lot of people. And so I think we're at the time where everybody's like reevaluating, you know, their situation, their position, their company and their future, their career, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, we're going to continue to see, I think, some changes, but I think the commitment to the employee and, you know, the retention of employees is more, I think, more important than ever.
Absolutely. And Anjali, is this something that only applies with the professionals or also the employers, and why?
This applies to both professionals and employers. Here is a reason: post-pandemic, we have seen talent war where candidates had multiple offers in hand and each employer was trying creative engagement methods to attract them. And now we are witnessing great layoffs where every other company is laying off. So now both professionals and employers have realized the importance of being committed to each other and value their relationships.
And that makes sense too. And John, do you think that employees are going to be ready for this great commitment? And if so, why?
I think, you know, we have a lot of different people. It was a lot of different kind of like opinions about this, right? Like, and their approaches to the current environment and the situation, right? So while some people are maybe becoming more engaged, and kind of like are looking forward to getting back to the office. You know, a lot of people have gotten used to the idea of working from home. And so like when they're being asked to come back to the office, they just, you know, head for the door, right? Like they don't want to be in the office anymore. So I think, you know, like the last couple of years of working from home really changed a lot of things. You know, some people don't want to be commuting. They want to spend more time closer to home, being able to help their kids with homework, or, you know, like not having to spend a lot of time commuting. Other people are able to get more work done and are putting longer hours working from home instead of commuting, right? So it's like it's a mixed bag. And as I mentioned earlier, I think because we're seeing such big layoffs going on at big name companies, some people are nervous, right? And some of them may be willing to be more engaged with the current employer, while others are kind of saying to themselves, well, maybe there is no safety net at all, right? So I think we have people on both sides of the fences, but as I, you know, mentioned earlier, I think providing a good place to work, providing a room for growth, providing good work environment, whether in a hybrid, remote, or in the office environment, is what's going to separate a lot of employers, you know, moving forward.
I like that. And it's about balancing, like having that work-life balance to kind of have that flexibility still, but also getting the employees back into the office to the norm that it used to be. So I can understand that completely. And Anjali, how do you foresee this 2023 with regards to career opportunities?
I think 2023 is the year. You know, and we are seeing we all are putting ourselves together after enduring this pandemic, inflation, remote working. We all survived this, right? I'm seeing everyone is excited and more than ever committed to work hard, grow, and show up in the office for at least a few days in a week. We can see the same sentiments in the market numbers as well. Unemployment is at all-time low, hovering between 3.4% to 3.6%. We are seeing steep growth in our nearshores. I'm talking in terms of Innova. Innova is seeing a great growth in Mexico. We are seeing great growth in US, in our India division, Taipei, and we are seeing growth in Europe as well now. You know, so it's certainly a very great time for all of us at Innova.
And that's a good peace of mind to know this too. So thank you for that. And John, if we're looking for a career change at Innova, what can we do and where do we need to like start?
Okay. So I'm glad to hear you like working at Innova and you're looking for a career change within the same employer. So, you know, what I would recommend is, you know, you got to talk to people. You gotta position yourself for those opportunities if they arise, but you also gotta look for the opportunities, right? So you gotta talk to your manager. You gotta kind of share your future aspirations. You gotta talk to your peers. You gotta look for internal job postings, or you know, talk to your peers if they hear about job opportunities across the company. You gotta network throughout the organization. You gotta have a good reputation. Volunteer for extra projects, right? You gotta be outspoken. Make sure you're providing good quality work. Learn new skills, whether it pertains to your existing skill set or some additional new skills if you're trying to kind of move into a different direction. Stay informed about the company as well as about the industry, right? Understand what your competition is doing, how we can differentiate ourselves, how we can move ahead of competition, right? And by doing that, you can apply it in your daily work. You can differentiate yourself. And, you know, you will, given the opportunity, you will be a top candidate for a new job, even if it is different from what you've done before, right? So as I said, you got to educate yourself, but you also at the same time have to develop a really great reputation for yourself at the company.
I love that. And those are some great tips that many of our listeners can use. And Anjali, what actions would you urge professionals to do in order to advance in their career?
I have few advices for our professionals. First of all, they should seek feedback and coaching, participate in training and development opportunities across the organization, volunteer for stretch assignments, build professional relationships. One should do networking and certainly seek mentorship from their seniors in the company.
That's great. And I really like that you mentioned seek mentorship. That is huge. A lot of us can benefit from having a mentor within the company to kind of guide us and give us, you know, the tools that we don't already have to help us build on our skills and to set us up for success. So that is amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And John, how can professionals take advantage of this great commitment?
Well, I would say, first of all, you know, be a little open-minded, right? Embrace change, be collaborative, you know, offer your opinions, be outspoken, and have a little patience to see if there are changes taking place, let's say, in a place of work, in your company, some processes, or, you know, things are changing because the world is changing, right? Embrace change and be patient before jumping to conclusions and jumping ship, so to speak, right? The grass is not always greener in another company, and sometimes perhaps with a little patience and with a little of your own contribution and effort, you can make your current job more enjoyable and your current company a better place to work, right? So again, you know, the grass is not always greener, and the things I mentioned earlier are definitely something that not too many people have patience, right? But I think now is a good time for all of us to be a little patient, right? Just like we waited a couple of years for COVID to kind of subside and things are starting to slowly move back to, you know, the new normal, so to speak, right? I think with a little patience, you know, we can kind of course correct and make a lot of things better where we are, and I think it's not only the employer that has to get to be engaged and provide that commitment, but also the employee themselves, right? So it's a collaborative effort that takes both sides to be successful.
I can see that, and it's about learning to welcome new changes, but also making the best of what you may already have, and you know, exploring different avenues, like if you're already committed to a company, and try to make the best of it. And I think that could go a long way as well. But before we close today's podcast, do either of you have any final remarks that you would like to add?
Yeah, so I would like to really request all the people who are searching jobs and, you know, trying to, you know, jump the ship, as John said, you know, to be really patient, you know, and see what opportunities they have in their current employment, you know. And certainly, we would like to welcome all the folks who are looking for jobs. Innova is a great place to work. And please visit us on our career page. And, you know, we are here to make your career thriving and, you know, ready for the good success.
Thank you, Anjali. And thank you, John, for sharing your knowledge with us on great resignation to great engagement. And to our listeners, thank you for your support and tune in next time for more Innova Solutions podcasts. Go farther with Innova Solutions. Thank you for tuning in to the Innova Solutions podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at innovasolutions.com. Moving at the speed of you.
Data transfer complete.